Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
Studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Shit, bro. What do you guys are going to Florida tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to see Mike Glennon.
Yeah.
So, oh man.
Did you see the thing on Twitter? Like some carpenter in Connecticut said that he broke the news before it was on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I missed that.
Some guy said the incarcerated Bob. He's like, yo.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, my carpenter is friends with one of the Maris sons, and he said that Jones is out for the year with some, like, neck injury. And this is, like 5 hours, 5 hours before it came out. And then,
oh, my God.
Sources.
That's hilarious.
Sources.
Tone.
Good stuff.
How we doing?
Good stuff. No, we're doing grand. Thanks for joining us, Adam. Always.
Oh yeah, no problem. Did we start?
Always great to have you. We could start whenever. I mean, you know.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we started. We started. I think.
I wait in the bullpen for these calls.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, brother. I guess. Got a lot to get into. A lot of topics. I think the topic we got to start with is the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. No, I'm kidding. no, let's. Where do we start here? Obviously. You know, we got to go into Knicks Nets, where we had a great game, right? I mean,
awesome.
Biggest.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, biggest takeaways. I know personally, that was a foul. Mitch fouled him. The refs were pretty bad, but overall, what did you guys think of the game? Adam, you go first. Your biggest takeaways.
So, in terms of the Knicks, I thought that they were really difficult to stop on offense. They looked really difficult to stop on offense, but like towards the end of the game, I thought, first off, I didn't think that Harden should have been on Randall, but it kind of like worked out for the Nets in a way because the Knicks were kind of like force feeding him a little bit. And then he kind of took a couple of shots, and I was like, I don't know. You know, I guess I guess if you're a Nets fan, you'll live with that shot.
Yeah.
So my thought on the Knicks would be, you know, and this goes back probably, you know, even before, but I would say if you don't have, like, that one guy, like, at the end of the game where you can go to, like, and just, okay, this is what we're doing. Like, Kevin Durant, we're just going to double the ball, and that's going to be the offense down the stretch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why teams get away from running their regular offense.
Yeah,
Alec Burks was playing really well. You know, they finally ran a play at a timeout when Fournier hit that shot off that screen, which
great
I don't
play.
Know why nobody switched on to him. That was a good play.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was my big takeaway with the Knicks is that at the end game stuff, I think that was their biggest problem last year, and I think it carried over a little bit this year because you don't want to just force feed Randall. I think you want to just keep running your offense. And then for the Nets, I mean, they're still not like there yet. Like you could tell, and when they play like good teams, they struggle. But like I think it's good that they keep grinding out these wins while they're trying to figure this out. And then hopefully, if everything comes together at the right time, they'll be a force. You know,
yeah,
so that's
yeah.
kind of what with the Nets.
Definitely nice to have two of the top 10 best players in the world on your team. Which you know, the Knicks. Yeah, I mean, you make a great point. It's like who's that guy they're going to? I think after three seasons or two and a half or barely two and a half. You know, I'm not convinced it's Randall. I don't know about, what say you, Juice, Pancakes, who wants to go first? I mean, overall takeaways from the game.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Majority of the time I had the Syracuse-Indiana game on.
That is correct, yes.
So, you know, I caught the last 5 minutes, but I never really thought the Knicks were going to win. I just figured.
Right.
You know, when they were down 18, I thought they'd get blown off the court. But the fact that they came back is a good sign. I think without Kemba in the rotation will help. Burks played well, but they definitely need more shooting. Like Adam said, they don't really have too many guys that you can just feed and say, you know, get the score. But we all knew Durant was going to end it somehow at the end of the game, like he always does. He's a killer.
I had my money on James Johnson.
Actually, no. I think what did we say? Like, I thought it was going to be Patty Mills hitting a dagger three, but, you know, Durant.
He did nothing.
The possession before hit that. And Mitch, I don't know. Do you think that was a foul or no?
I do. Yeah. I mean, he hit his hand.
He went down. You got to keep your hands up.
Hands up, yeah.
I thought they did good, though, in that position where it was like Durant was at the top of the key. I didn't know why they didn't set him up in the post, because when he's up top like that, they just wait, and then they send that double, and they get it out of his hands. And right. Now you got James Johnson trying to create there. I mean,
pretty.
But I feel like the last like three net Knick games at Barclays are always, it always ends in like a very similar fashion. Randall going apeshit crazy at the refs, like a missed buzzer beater three, and just a, you know, tough game to swallow. But you can't be mad at them. I mean, the Nets are a lot better team. And,
The spread was 7.5, and to be honest, I thought the Nets were going to win by 20, and then I was following that throughout the day, and I think it got down to 5.5. It dropped 2 full points, so I'm like, oh, wow. What's going on? Wow. A lot of money coming in on the Knicks, or if they didn't have such a slow start, they played an excellent first half despite Cam Thomas going off, and man, a lot of teams passed on him, including the Knicks.
Yep.
And I saw he was mocked to the Knicks in every mock draft too, and just didn't happen. But
I love that guy.
He was the killer. But I still thought the Knicks played very good in the first half, and then the third quarter, and they just came out. And they were asleep. The second half of the third quarter, they actually made it a game and came back. But if they didn't have such a bad beginning to that third quarter, they might have been in it. But in a close game, it comes down to, you know, the Nets can go to their sharpshooter, Kevin Durant, and the Knicks still don't have their go-to guy.
Yeah, they really don't. What happened to RJ? That was bizarre. I mean, you know, he left the game. They said it was non-COVID, but...
Well, they said, because I have him on fantasy, so I'm always getting the updates right. Like about him. He's been like sick for a few days now, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, because he went out there. I mean, he gave it a shot, and then like, he was gone.
I think he has the flu. So what happens is he has 9 of, I don't know how many symptoms you can test for, but he has 9 of them. But they keep testing him for COVID and it's negative. So he doesn't have COVID. My guess is he has some kind of flu or something going on.
Right. But he's been awful lately. I mean, terrible. He had that stretch of 5 games where he was like, okay, here we go. Here's our number two. Here's our, you know, potential all-star, all that. And then he's been just god-awful for how many games now? I was a big RJ fan. I still believe in RJ, but I don't know. Glorified Harrison Barnes? Is that good comparison?
Barnes?
maybe he's been sick for a while, though. Maybe this is like a lingering thing.
Shit, what the fuck? I mean, I don't know. He always seems like, he's always got, has like a face on him. Like, he's just like, I don't know. He's just like a foggy.
He's so unathletic to me.
Well, definitely, yeah.
I don't see him being any more than what he really is right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think he might just be like, you know, like a Harrison, you know, like a role player type. I mean, or Adam, I like the Ron Artest comparison, but
for sure.
But he definitely is not like a dog like Ron Artest was. Artest, you know, obviously we've seen many instances where you don't want to fuck with that guy. I think, you know, RJ Barrett's not a tough guy by any means. So I don't know what's up with him. Randall, you know, who knows? I don't know.
How come the Nets keep killing it and they have the best record in the NBA and they do well and every news station trashes them?
Yeah, wait. No, I'm with you on that. It's like the national media thinks we're like 3-15.
I know. Like, I know.
I don't really understand it.
It's bizarre. I think the media, they just expect the Nets to go undefeated. And I think a lot of ESPN especially is pissed about Kyrie. So they just want to trash. Yeah, I think a lot of it has a lot to do with it. And
I watched the game. I don't know what game it was last week. They were televised on ESPN. I want to say they were up by 14 or 18. And the first thing that Stephen A. said was, man, this team really misses Kyrie Irving. And you can tell. And I'm like, what? I didn't get it. I was, what is going on?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of times they're grasping for straws, you know, looking for reasons to, you know, complain about this.
The one thing I'll say, the one thing I'll say about the Nets is, so you know, Harden had like basically probably his best game of the year yesterday.
Yeah.
And the game before that against Phoenix was maybe the worst game I've ever seen anybody play. So my thing is, I'm not saying he's like not like an elite player, but if he's not going to be a top five guy, he's more like a top 20 guy. And Kyrie doesn't come back, I think that changes things a lot for the Nets. So I think that's probably something to keep an eye on with them. Like if he can't string together a bunch of these in a row, and he's just going to be like, you know, a good player, you know, borderline all-star type versus the guy who is an MVP candidate, then I don't know if they're going to be able to overcome like teams like Milwaukee or Golden, if Kyrie doesn't come back, or Golden State or Phoenix or these teams. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're going to have to see what happens with that.
When's Joe come back? Mr. Harris.
Harris is out 8 weeks.
8 weeks, I saw. Yeah. Pretty brutal. That's bad.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives Cam more shots and minutes.
Yeah, and my boy Bembry.
And Bembry. Yeah, he's good. Bembry. Yeah, he's good. I like him a lot.
So energetic. I like his energy.
Yeah, I like him a lot. Speaking of energy, does Thibs, like, he just hates Obi Toppin, huh? It's just like, I don't know if Thibs has a wife, but did Obi fuck her? Like, like what? I don't get it. Like, he came in, what was that, late in the first quarter or second quarter? I don't know. Had like 4 points. Crowd's going crazy. It's all electric. They're chanting his name. And then he just pulls him. I don't even know why. Like, are you guys seeing anything like wrong here? What am I missing?
Conditioning. I'm going to watch him the next game and find out if he's like huffing and puffing after about 5 minutes just to see. Because everything he does on the court to me is good. So maybe it could be a conditioning issue.
Yeah.
But he seems like he's in great shape. He's always active and up and down. So I don't know. It's...
Yeah. He looks great. He looks like a guy I think the Nets could use. Like, they need a guy who can catch lobs like that. I wish the Nets had a guy. I guess it was supposed to be Claxton, but that really hasn't worked out.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, Obi leads the team in per. It's like 20.26 or something like that. You know, his per 36 minute numbers are great. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know. Hopefully,
we also don't see how they practice. Like, if he's an awful practice player, Tibbs is not going to give you any minutes.
That's true.
You know what I mean? But and he's also young. He's also very young. He didn't do shit last year, so.
Well, not according to Adam, he's not young. According to Adam, he's 34, right? Something like that.
Adam has him on Medicare already.
Yeah.
I don't know if that joke's ever going to get old.
No, never. Never. But you know what? You bring up we're talking about Kyrie. We talk about Kemba. You know, we gotta bring up John Wall. We gotta bring up Ben Simmons. Is there Stephen Bondi, you know, beat writer for the Knicks? He had an interesting tweet like an hour ago, made me think of something. Is there a 4-way trade out there for those guys? You know, like a super, like, I don't know. I feel like something's coming. That whole rumor with Kemba and John Wall, there's gotta be more teams involved, obviously, to get the numbers right.
What's Kemba's contract? Is it 1 year or 2 years?
2 years. Right?
Two?
Is it? Or is it a one plus one?
One year, 8 million.
Oh, it is 1 year.
I thought it was like 1 year. Yeah, I thought it was 1 year. Okay. I hope it's not two.
No, it's one. I think it's 1 year, 8 or 9 million. Yeah, something like that. All
right.
Yeah.
Is there any bad money on the Knicks? Like they could attach to Kemba? Because 8 million is going to be, that's hard to maneuver if you're trying to get a guy like Wall.
Right.
Right.
Right. I don't even know
if it's going to make the money match.
There's no bad contracts that I can think of.
Joakim Noah, is he still on the books?
I mean,
unless Houston's that far under the cap, which is another possibility.
Yeah.
Check that out.
I mean, how many didn't they sign Noel for like 4 years? I thought that was a little ridiculous.
No, I think it was wasn't it 2 plus 1 or something?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always hurt. Oh, man.
Always hurt. I know. And he's he blocks shots, good energy guy, can't catch a ball, but yeah, always hurt.
I like him, but he's always hurt. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, string bean. But yeah, I mean, what John Wall would you even be getting? You know, it's an unknown. He hasn't played in like years. I feel like, right? Like, or like really?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, like I don't know what the Knicks are seeing in him. But
wonder how big he is. I feel like he's going to come back at like 250. And
that's what I'm saying. He just like looks like, and that contract, it's just all bad. But hey, if we can find a way to get like Ben Simmons, you know, again, Ben Simmons, you don't know where his mind's at. Like, I don't know. I got to think there's
that.
I don't know.
That's weird, right? That completely died down. You don't hear about that at all.
Nothing. Simmons. Nothing. Well, if you listen to certain like NBA podcasts, I feel like they're still talking about it. But yeah, national media is definitely not covering it. Same with Kyrie, kind of too, right? Like, I mean, they're both kind of.
Yeah, yeah. That just kind of went away, also.
Right.
Yeah.
But you got to think something's coming. I don't know. The whole Kemba thing, obviously, he's been awful. It's weird. He plays like one good quarter and then like he just doesn't get in the rest of the game. So it's probably his lingering injuries, but I don't know. Obviously, it's still, you know, we're still 2.5 months from the trade deadline, so I don't know if a trade will happen anytime soon, right? I mean, have you guys ever seen a trade in December? I don't think so.
Not often, no.
Yeah, usually it's later. I know the Nets, in my opinion, I would think they would trade Kyrie if he doesn't get the vax by the deadline.
It's not. I mean, did you see? He had like three Instagram posts.
Yeah, the Instagram posts.
Yeah, yeah. Our good buddy Lauren. Shouts to Lauren. he had a nice comment for Kyrie, but yeah, I don't think he's coming back. At least not with the Nets.
I gotta think they're gonna trade him.
Yeah, and I don't know. He could retire. He could just say, "All right, fuck it, I'll go play." You know, let's say they trade him to like Philly. You know, they did the Simmons swap. You know, that's not that far from, you know,
yeah,
West
that,
Orange
that
or wherever
like
he lives. Yeah,
yeah. I feel like that trade's been there all year.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense for both teams. And yeah.
If he doesn't play and then you trade him somewhere and he doesn't want to go there or be in that city, he might not play. He might retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of like a rumor, and I definitely think it's plausible, especially with that dude. 100%.
He's watching some hoops tonight. He's at the Seton Hall game.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Kyrie sighting. That's like the first sighting, right, since the season started? No one's
seen
it.
Gotta be, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting.
He's at the Rock.
At the Rock.
The Rock. I'm reading a quote from Seton Hall Pirates coach Kevin Willard.
Oh,
jeez. He said, hopefully he gets to play soon, but he's more than welcome to practice and come hang out with us anytime he wants. He's talking about Kyrie Irving. Because Kyrie Irving is second game sitting courtside at a Seton Hall. They routed, I think they played Wagner. And the fans were all chanting his name. And it's interesting. Like, people are tweeting, LeBron James fully vaccinated, contracts COVID. Kyrie Irving, unvaccinated, hasn't gotten COVID yet.
Oh, God.
Yep.
I will say this. I do feel, I don't know, like even if, say, they allowed Kyrie Irving to play, I'm not so sure he would be playing. That sounds kind of weird. But
no, I agree. I think, I really think he would. I feel like he's just such a contrarian. He's going to do the opposite, and then also he's going to find the excuse to not play like he did last year. Yeah. That's what it seems like.
I think he just doesn't care.
Because
something,
if something happens, and every day it does happen, right? Like even yesterday or today, I think there was a school shooting in Michigan.
Yeah.
There's always things that happen in the world that are tragic and very unfortunate. But last year, I remember he would kind of take days off. And
yeah.
The excuse was that he's, you know,
weeks.
Kind of, you know, paying. Yeah, paying respect to some situation, or he's grieving or doing something, but I don't know if he really wanted to play basketball.
Yeah. No, I that's why I always joke about it. He, like, hates basketball, you know? It's, you know, it's a shame because he's amazing, but...
Or he feels like he really is, like, Vincent Van Gogh. Like, he's so talented, happens to be, like, a genius, but he feels like he's enslaved to this. Like, that's all you think of him
he's just a tortured artist.
Yeah. Tortured artist. Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, just because you
I don't know how I feel about it too, because man, I watched him last year and he might be, I used to think Allen Iverson, but this guy is the most unguardable guy
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He's special. He really is.
Incredibly efficient, just smooth, one of the most talented players we've ever seen. So I think that's what makes it such a shame. But yeah, if you don't love it, you don't love it. But just come out and say that. Stop holding the team, just taking money. That's the part that I don't like about what he does, Yeah.
I still want to know what Kevin Durant, James Harden, all these guys feel as time keeps passing. Even a game like last night or the other night, KD got extended minutes because they needed him down the stretch. They can't take nights off. I don't know. I'm just wondering.
I think
how they fit. They all went in this thinking one thing, and then this guy just doesn't show up.
I think right now they're fine with it, but come playoff time, they're gonna be pissed. I think that's
It probably stings him even more that the Warriors are now having this second resurgence or second coming.
Yes,
they have a mix of young and old talent. Where he could have just stayed there, he had it good over there.
Yeah, they could have just ruined the league for another decade.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. Oh well. We'll see. Still a lot of season.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Can we talk about LeBron? Did anyone see LeBron's tweet earlier?
Yeah, the fishy thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it about China?
China. I don't know. It sounds like to me like LeBron's just figuring out now that you can be fully vaccinated and still get COVID and have no symptoms. And that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That he's just
I kind of thought he was insinuating that there was some kind of conspiracy to get him not to play, which I think is absolutely insane because obviously the NBA and pretty much anyone watching the NBA would want him to play.
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. He's probably...
As the years go on, he becomes more and more unlikable and more annoying.
Oh, 100%.
Whereas, as the years went on for Jordan, he became more oh, man, you got to get a ticket to see Michael Jordan. And he became this, untouchable, most famous human being on the planet. And it's the exact opposite for LeBron. I don't know. That's my... feeling on it.
No, I couldn't agree more.
He's quickly, to me, just kind of fading away slowly and slowly every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things where maybe we'll appreciate him when he's gone, but right now I'm just all right, enough for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, his numbers, his numbers between the injury and this COVID thing were actually really good, but yeah, I mean, he's kind of getting some hampering injuries and I definitely think the tweet was he probably has COVID, no symptoms, fully vaxxed, and he's oh, something's fishy here. It's dude, have you been paying attention at all? But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happens. Bill Simmons had a theory on his pod earlier today that he thinks he's eventually going to go back to Cleveland. it's for the third time. come on.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
do you think that do you think that the Lakers are just out of gas, or do you think that they're going to make a run?
I think they're shot. I think the way the team was put together is just like Davis has been awful. Westbrook's just not the best team player, even though he averages 10 assists. It just doesn't translate somehow. But I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, everyone here except for me had the Lakers in the finals. where do you guys see them going?
Not very far. Right now, what are they? I think they're the eighth seed right now. The season ended today. I know it's so early, but I mean, he's gonna be out at least 5 to 8 games, something like that.
Who, LeBron?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a 10-day thing, right? Or until you test positive or whatever.
Yeah,
or negative.
Tweet he's gonna be out. Then he's got to ramp up, get in the game shape. Davis is always on and off. I mean, do you really see them getting a top 4 seed? I don't.
So
they're not going to have home court the whole entire playoffs. I don't know how important that is for a veteran team like that, but still, it matters. And when you're not the best team in it, it's huge. And the way watching that game last night between the Suns and Warriors, I don't see the Lakers playing with them.
They're not as athletic. It was really noticeable when the Lakers played the Chicago Bulls and they rolled out Ball and Caruso
And they just like couldn't keep up. Defensively, they're not athletic. The Lakers are not athletic at all. These guys are old, too. They're really washed.
Yeah. Yeah. Poorly and constructed Westbrook team.
Westbrook is terrible. I don't think there's any team in the NBA that can.
No. And I mean, you know, ask Durant about Westbrook. I mean, the amount of shots he took from him, you know what I mean? Like, it's bizarre that they went after him. The way they constructed the team. You mentioned the Bulls, Caruso and Ball. Man, I'm jealous of that backcourt. I'd love that backcourt, you know? And I'm sure the Lakers would, too.
They look pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Bulls are fun. You know who's another fun team? And I don't know who on this pod said, like, they, you know, this was, like, their favorite league pass team or sleeper team. The T-Wolves. Who was that? Was that you, Adam?
No, I think that was Paul.
Oh, Paul, was
that
you?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Pancake. So.
Yeah, I was smart.
Well, they're fun. They're fun. I mean, Anthony Edwards is awesome. D'Lo's playing great. Cat, we know what he can do. They're definitely a sleeper.
Russell's on a tear, yeah.
They're definitely a sleeper team.
Patrick Beverley playing well.
That's right. That's right. Patrick Beverley. They might make some noise. The West is like kind of, I mean, Suns and Warriors, I think, are the two best teams, but it's kind of open.
The whole NBA is just, it's wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild.
What about Denver? You counting them out?
Yeah.
I think so.
Too many injuries, right?
Yeah.
Porter, Dozier, and I think Rivers got COVID. He's going to be out for a while.
Oh, jeez. Man.
Yeah.
He got some issues.
Yeah, Porter Jr., I mean, his back is just, he's never going to be, you know, bubble Porter. That's probably when he was, like, at his, like, the healthiest and the best, you know? It's
that
Babbo. I know we always go back to the bubble, but that's when he was really, you know, looking, or when the whole team, I guess, looked the best, right? Didn't they go to the Western Conference Finals? But
yeah, they almost had the Lakers beat.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know about the Nuggies, you know what I mean? The Jazz, I mean, they're good. I don't know if you guys saw Spidey Mitchell, Donovan. He said bing bong. He wants to be a Knick so bad. You could feel it, right? Like, I don't know if that will ever happen, but
I think it'll happen eventually.
Yeah.
He also hasn't done anything special lately.
Has he? I haven't been paying attention much to the Jazz, so I'm not really sure, but yeah. I don't know.
He hasn't done anything like we were putting him on this pedestal of being a superstar. He just hasn't done anything that's really above, like, you know, superstar level. I don't know.
No, I agree.
I feel like they're kind of stuck in the mud, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're just kind of like this gatekeeper out West that's never, like if they couldn't do it last year after the, you know, after everyone in the Clippers got hurt, like, I really don't think it's going to happen for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we said on the preview pod, you know, they'll get a lot of wins, but yeah, I don't know if they're going to make noise.
Yeah,
the Warriors are so good, and they're missing, you know, Clay, and the Suns are maybe even better, which, what's their streak at now? 16? 17 games?
17.
Unreal. 17. Mikal Bridges, I mean, fuck, dude. Like, Knicks passed on him for Kevin Knox. God damn it. Like, ugh. That was
You know, this so Suns team kind of reminds me of that 2014 Spurs team.
Yes.
The year before they lost to the Heat in seven in a series they should have won, and then the next year everyone kind of counted them out and they just kicked everybody's ass. And that's kind of like what Phoenix is doing right now. Like, they should have had Milwaukee, they had them up 3-2, they lose that series, and now they came out and I don't think anyone really took them seriously.
No.
And now they're kind of just killing everybody. I'm getting kind of those vibes.
Ooh, I really like that comparison. That's really good.
Yeah, they like mid-range. They play defense. They're smart. They pass the ball.
Yeah, they play well together.
They just
too.
Play well, like yeah. That's a good comp. Yeah, and then the East is just stacked. So, yeah, I mean,
There's going to be, like, good teams not getting in.
I know.
Big names.
Yeah. I got to think Dame Lillard, he's I know he's loyal and all, and he wants to stay and make something happen with the Blazers, but not happening.
God.
I don't know if the Knicks, if those rumors are still, you know, if they start creeping back.
Too.
Yeah, he's only averaging like 21 a game.
And he's got some, he just got some weird injury that I never heard of today, like some kind of ab thing. Did you guys read about that?
No.
Yeah, this is like a new term that they're putting in. Like, I see all these beat writers now, like tendinopathy or something.
Yeah, tendinopathy. This is some something like that. I was like, what?
Just say he has a strain. What is this?
That's interesting. Is he out for any significant time?
I didn't say.
Okay.
A couple weeks, I think. A couple of weeks.
Ah, shit. Yeah. Yeah. He's only shooting like 30% from three. Not looking.
He should have left
in Portland.
This past summer was his chance while he's like legit in his prime to get out of there. And he didn't do it. He's going to regret that.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a move made, but yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he had the heart to go full Harden.
No.
Yeah. Right. Right. All right, cool. So anything else on the NBA before we move on to the NFL?
How about Boogie Cousins in Milwaukee?
Oh, has he played yet?
That is a good one.
Has he played?
Yeah, because I was scrolling through Twitter, and they showed him in uniform, like, in the game, so.
Wow. Okay.
He's in there. Big Boogie.
Boogie! Boogie! Nice. Nice. I thought he was done. I thought he was going to China. Yeah. You know?
Always been a Boogie fan. Like, yeah. I like Boogie.
Yeah. But yeah, the Heat, too. Heat just continued to.
Yeah, Bam's out for a couple weeks.
Oh, he is? Fuck, I didn't miss
that. Yeah, he tore his thumb.
Shoulder, right? Shoulder?
I think it's a thumb.
Oh, shit. Oh,
well. They said the average person misses like 30 games with this injury.
Oh, fuck.
So, and I don't know. They don't have a lot of size on that team, so that could be interesting for them.
Are you guys going to try and catch a Heat game down there? Have you looked into that?
I didn't even look, honestly.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. When do you guys fly out?
They're going to be seeing triple the whole time. And they can't be watching basketball games. Come on.
You guys leave tomorrow, right?
Yep, tomorrow afternoon.
Sick. Nice. All right, so kind of let off with Daniel Jones and the G-Men, and that's where why you guys are going down there for Giants Fins. Is there any chance that the Giants somehow make a run here and sneak into the playoffs? Any chance?
I'll make the case right now. They're only a game out of the wild card. Their defense is playing pretty good. They've been getting stops. And I know Daniel Jones is hurt, but I mean, they scored 13 points last week. It's not like this guy's lighting it up.
Right.
So, I mean, if you plug Glennon in, I mean, could he be a game manager? You know, they got a few weapons here. It's not like their schedule is that tough either. Miami's like their toughest opponent for the next couple weeks. So I'm going to say, yeah, why not?
Okay. Juice, what say you?
I don't know about making the playoffs. Maybe they could win a few here and there, but it's not going to save David Gettleman, and it may not even save Joe Judge.
Okay. That would be something if they somehow snuck in. I mean, the NFC, it's like up for grabs, you know what I mean, with the wild card.
Yeah, I think Washington's the last spot right now, and the Giants are a game back, and they play them.
Wow.
So, I mean.
Okay.
So that'd be cool. They make the playoffs and they still have two top 10 picks. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah. Speaking of two
top 10. It doesn't feel like there's a roadmap to contention, though, for the Giants right now. Like, how's
their schedule? Is it brutal coming up? I feel like.
It's not bad.
Not bad, right?
Not bad.
You know, on the radio today, I was running around doing errands. The big rumor, and it was like speculation, is that Sean Payton is unhappy with the Saints and doesn't think that they have room to grow. And Russell Wilson, it feels the same exact way about the Seahawks. So they were saying, what if they just give the Saints a first rounder and then offer Sean Payton full control, coaching, staff, everything. And then also throw a first pick at Seattle and give Russell Wilson whatever he wants. And then
I love this. I'm buying everything you're selling right now, Josh. That sounds amazing.
It sounds great for Giants fans if you just have to say, okay, you're going to get Russell Wilson. I mean, they're going to have to give up a lot.
Right.
But I'm more intrigued by having someone like Sean Payton now in the building and then
he's going to be given full control. Now, the only person that was ever given full control under the Giants was Ernie Accorsi. So it's a matter of ego from the Giants owners, if they're willing to do that, if they've really hit rock bottom or not.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
That'd be something.
Also, speaking of New Orleans, Sean Payton, what is his infatuation with Taysom Hill?
I know. I know. It's bizarre.
Like, I like him. I think he's a good football player for sure, but they just gave him a boatload of money, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Like, 4-year deal, right?
And I think that's more of a Payton, like, man crush than the front office. That's like a Payton thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I could see that.
You know, like, okay, like, if you're complaining about the team and the, you know, getting players, well, stop giving half your cap to Taysom Hill.
Yeah, I could see him making like any given Sunday, Al Pacino. You know, like, oh, I'm leaving, I'm going to the New York Giants, and I'm taking Taysom Hill, taking Willie Beeman with me. Like, you know, like, okay.
But the New Orleans Saints are in salary cap hell. They have no flexibility in the next coming years. So that's another reason why they were saying that they're kind of stuck.
Jeez.
Right.
It's pretty.
Are they good?
Pretty grim.
New Orleans?
Are they good right now?
Yeah. They're 5-6. Their defense is really good.
But
yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if they won a playoff game.
Good defense.
Yeah, they're a fringe playoff team. I never know what they're going to do each week. You know what I mean? They're one of those.
I didn't realize the Falcons are 5-6.
I know.
I was gonna say there's so many teams that I watched. I'm like, what? How is that their record? Like, yeah. I was watching Denver last weekend. I was like, wait, time out. Denver's 6-5. Like, yeah. I thought they were like 1-7. Yeah. Like, am I even watching these games? Like,
yeah, yeah. So
that
many.
AFC West is brutal. It's Chiefs are 7-4, and the rest of them are all 6-5.
Yeah, yeah. It's bizarre. Yeah, there's a lot of teams where it's just like they're good, but they're not good, and I don't know.
Yeah, there's no right. There's no dominant team out there,
unless you want to count the Patriots, who have just, like, you know, back in old form.
Oh my, fucking, yeah,
yeah, steamrolling. They play the Bills this weekend. That's gonna be a real good one. So
that's in Buffalo, right?
I think so. I think so.
Ooh, yeah. I think what's the line in that game? I want to go heavy on the Bills. That just seems like a get right game for them to kind of. The crowd's gonna be insane for that.
I'd say a pick'em if I had to guess. I haven't seen it. Let's see if the.
I'd probably guess Bills -2. Let's see if
the
Johnny.
The Johnny.
Yeah,
pool.
I would guess 2-2.5. Let's see.
Let's see if the Johnny.
That should be really good. Really good game though.
Tell you in a second.
Two. Adam nailed it. Two.
Yeah. Bills laying 2. Wow. Nice.
Giants are getting 5? What?
Well, the Dolphins are hot right now. I totally forgot about that.
Still, I mean, I don't care. Tua should not be laying 5.
Yeah.
To anyone.
But yeah, Finn.
I'm taking G-Men.
Finn's a hot.
Mike Glennon?
I think Mike Glennon.
You back in Mike Glennon?
Yeah, my man's going to come out slinging.
Earthworm Jim?
Giants defense been playing great. So if Tua's acting like his normal clown self, we might have a day.
I'm saying, yeah, I think that game became kind of watchable in my
it
my
is
opinion. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll watch it.
McKinney has been the best safety the last 3 weeks. The best
McKinney,
safety
Pro Bowl. McKinney to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
How's what's his name? Bradbury. He's doing good, right? The other quarter. Yeah.
Better. Early on he was bad. He's a little better now, but early on he was getting torched.
He's getting better.
Yeah.
Saquon, man.
Yeah. He breaks one.
Can we call him a bust? Are we going to be that negative that we can call him a bust? Or is it just we blame it on the injuries? Like, what's the deal here?
Yeah.
I just call him
Saquon Ajayi. Because I think he's going to be in a. He's gonna
oh,
be
my God.
Next year.
Wow.
Yeah, he breaks out. He'll have like he's good for like one good run like every 2 games, and then I feel like they just don't use him enough. Like, I feel like I'd give him another shot with like a different offensive coordinator. Maybe it seems like they don't use him enough. No, am I not?
No, it's true. But like, but if you watch like Devontae Booker in the same system, he looks a lot better.
Yeah, I don't know.
We've had three offensive coordinators in 4 years.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't read the holes properly, and he doesn't run north to south. He dances around and then gets out of bounds.
Right.
He also might still be hurt. So if you want to say, okay, give him another year and we'll take a look at him because he has superstar potential, fine. There's no way in hell I'm paying this guy. No way.
Right.
Yeah.
I think he really needs to be in a two-back system where the other back is his equal. Not like a Devontae Booker, but like a good, solid, like, 4.5, 5 yard a carry back where that guy's going to get the bulk of the carries. And then Barkley's going to get his, like, 10, 12 a game. Maybe it's a home run. Maybe he does it. Maybe he gets a couple passes out. But I definitely don't think he's an every down back because he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So. Never. Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor is what Saquon should have been.
Yep.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor, man. MVP.
That guy's going to be he's the best running back in the NFL.
He's awesome. He might be the MVP. We don't have like a definitive like MVP right now in the league.
Yeah, I was kind of mad that they blew that game against Tampa Bay.
I know. They had him too. They had him. Yeah, they ended up losing by like 10 points. Like what the fuck?
They look good.
Yeah, it's another team we got to watch out for.
Yeah.
Yep.
Colts aren't bad. I don't know.
Taylor's been so good, he's making Wentz look pretty good.
Oh, right. God. Well, yeah.
It's not, in a long time.
Not easy to do.
That's their biggest issue right now. Speaking of busts, Zach Wilson, Paul's favorite player.
Caraccio.
I don't know what
to
think.
Are you guys out on him already? Are you guys out on him already?
You know what? Like, I don't...
Yeah, Paul had some explicit things to say this past Sunday.
Like, what does he do?
No, I agree. He looks lost. I mean, that one shuffle pass he attempted was just like comical. And
like, it's just like I'll be watching with my dad, and like he's like, oh, you know, it's a rookie. These things happen, but it's plays where literally there's no one around him, and there's three guys wide open right in front of him, and he's either not seeing him or he's just throwing the ball 10 yards at their feet or over. Like, that has nothing to do with being a rookie. Like, we all four of us can make that throw, so you know there's got to be something off here.
Yeah, and what was, someone pointed it out, like there was like a tweet I saw where like there was a play where he got like mauled, like someone grabbed his face mask, I think. And none of the offensive linemen for the Jets like went and like defended him or something like that.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, that says
a lot. He's Bo Callahan. Zach definitely had no one at his birthday party.
The Jets made a big mistake in not getting a veteran QB and starting that veteran QB like 10 games. Even Eli Manning had Kurt Warner for the first 8 or 9 games. This kid's too, and at least Eli played a couple of years. This kid doesn't have that much experience like in college. He needs to sit for a year.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knew, you know, he needed a veteran. Josh nailed it in the beginning of the, you know, offseason. They needed a veteran quarterback. I don't understand how the organization didn't know that too. Like, come on. It's the most basic thing.
Do you guys think that the Jets should do the Cardinals thing where they draft they draft a quarterback again? Like after drafting who was it? Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen, and then drafting Kyler Murray the next year. You should go for something like that.
What?
Yeah, but this is very.
I think it's a very weak.
Very weak.
There's not many. Yeah. If it was a strong class, I would say yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But there's just like, you know, hope.
All right, like he's mobile. He's got a gun, but that's it, man. I don't think he's smart. I don't think he can be a leader. Like. His face, bro. Just look at his face. What the? Like, come on.
He looks like Tom Cruise.
A little bit. Geez. Yeah, that's a good comparison. Someone else was who's the Married with Children? There's a character from Married and Children, Marcy, I think. Did you guys ever watch that show? But
I remember parts of it. Yeah,
someone was comparing those two, which is like the most random thing ever, but it was kind of funny with them next to each other. Anyway, yeah, it's just, you know what it is, and we have no trust in the Jets organization to groom this guy, right? I mean, look at Mac Jones. He's already like is playing like a proven vet up in New England. So, you know, no surprise there, right? But if Mac Jones was drafted by the Jets, he'd probably be awful, right? Or, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like a chicken and the egg thing. And I say this about the Giants too. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, we go back to the Barkley draft and I'm like, okay, we should have taken a quarterback, but what quarterback would have worked out? The line couldn't block. We didn't have any receivers at that point, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you need to build up the team, but you need the quarterback. It's really a difficult situation to be in. So, like, if you're the Giants and you're back on the quarterback carousel because Daniel Jones is not working out, do you take a quarterback? Or I'm kind of thinking you use those two top 10 picks on, you know, maybe an offensive lineman and defensive lineman. Get the team ready to go before you take your quarterback.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or you know, like we were saying earlier, Russell Wilson, you know, something like
yeah,
that.
If you could pull that off, too. Yeah.
Or Rodgers. What's going on with Rodgers, you know? Who knows, man?
Yeah.
There could be some big-name quarterbacks movement this offseason. Yeah. We'll see. Speaking of football, let's pivot. We don't talk about this much college football, but there's some big pancakes. Your boy, Brian Kelly.
My boy, yeah. My little purple-faced boy.
Yeah, Brian. You know, he murdered a kid one time.
First of all, you know, I'm a big, like, Twitter reply guy to see, like, what people are responding with.
Yeah.
And I always see that, like, oh, in case you forgot, Brian Kelly killed the guy.
Yeah.
I don't really know the whole story.
Neither do I. I don't know that story.
So, Juice, do you know the story?
No.
Before I tell it? So I didn't know about it either, but I remember hearing about this. This is like over 10 years ago now. I guess it was like really windy, and he was being told like, don't hold this practice, or you know how like they put people up like
I know what it is. He went on the scissor, the genie, all the way up. I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah, like a student, like just like some 20-year-old kid, and Brian Kelly was told like, don't have him go up there. It's like too dangerous.
Right.
And
he forced him to go up there. Yep, I remember.
And then did the kid blow off or like the thing like collapsed? Right.
I think he like both, like the thing tipped over, and yeah.
Yeah, and like Brian Kelly supposedly wasn't very sympathetic towards it or empathetic, you know, like he was just kind of like, you know, I don't know.
Right. But
yeah, that's what happened. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it is crazy.
Yeah. Did any of you see him being the next LSU coach? That was the most like random.
I don't like the fit
thing
at all.
I don't either.
Like that fit.
No. I don't think it's a good fit for either of them, to be honest with you. What'd they give him? $95 million? $90 million?
Yeah, over 10 years.
Jeez. So I guess in his mind, he probably feel like he maxed out at Notre Dame. You know, he can sneak into the playoffs and then get destroyed. It's harder to recruit there, obviously, than LSU. And I guess that's the only reason, right?
It's the one thing that's missing from his resume, right? The national championship.
Yeah.
He thinks here, if he recruits well, he'll be able to finally win that title.
Right. I mean, if he develops the offensive line at LSU like he did at Notre Dame, you know, but still, that conference is just, it's brutal.
It's stacked.
It's brutal.
And they're getting Texas and Oklahoma now, too, right?
Oklahoma. It's insane.
And that's probably why.
How do you think Oklahoma feels right now? Oklahoma paid all that money to go to the SEC and then it was Lincoln Riley?
Yeah. Well, yeah. A lot of people are saying that Lincoln Riley left, went to USC. To get it because he was like, oh, we're going to SEC. Yeah. I'm gonna be exposed. You know,
that's part of it. Yeah, why would you want to why would you want to coach that division conference? Like, go to the Pac. Was it Pac 10?
Pac
12?
Or is it Pac 12? I don't even know anymore. Yeah,
just dominate the West, which he'll get. I think he already got like the one of the top quarterbacks. So he's
they're gonna get everybody. They're gonna get every West Coast kid.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like the old days with Pete Carroll.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And Lincoln Riley, he's only 38. He's a young guy, so like, you know, I think players like him a lot. So yeah, SC definitely a good move for them, but LSU, you know, someone was joking. he was going to call the sandwich, Brian Kelly was going to call the sandwich a poor boy instead of a po' boy.
Oh, God.
I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Where's Brian Kelly from originally? He seems like a New England guy or something.
From Massachusetts. That's why it's weird.
Yeah.
He's a Catholic Irish guy from Massachusetts. Like, you would think Notre Dame is your dream job.
I know. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, it was a great fit there.
Who's Notre Dame going to get the coach from Cincinnati?
Breaking news. They just hired Marcus Freeman.
Who?
Is that the defensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Young guy.
Wow.
Yeah, young guy.
Hired within.
I like him a lot. He's, you know, young guy, can relate to players, former linebacker, Ohio State, pro. I think all loved him, so.
He's only been there for like a year or two, right?
He came from Cincinnati, yeah, which is ironic, because that's where Brian Kelly came from.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. So no Urban Meyer. So.
No.
I thought they were going to get Lane Kiffin, honestly.
Him and who's the other guy? Jim Mora Jr., Sarkisian. I feel like all these names are always popping up.
Always floating now. Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea that Bill O'Brien is the offensive coordinator of Bama.
Oh, wow. I didn't either.
Who?
He took Lane Kiffin's spot there.
Yeah. Yeah, who is it, Josh?
Bill O'Brien.
Oh, wow! All these old coaches—they go to
Bama. They get
it's
a
like
shot.
Rehab.
It's like coaching rehab.
It's
like when you coach,
yeah, that's great. I love that.
I think Doug Marrone is there too.
Wow! Interesting. Yeah, college football. Michigan's back. Finally beat Ohio State. You know,
I can see though Michigan losing to Iowa. And blowing it.
That would be hilarious. I would just reading Portnoy's tweets would be fun after that. So, yeah.
Yeah, he had to win that game because if he lost that game, that was it.
That would be a wrap. Yeah, it would have been because he was already 0-5, right, against them? And like 1-4 against Michigan State. Like, dude.
And it was basically for a playoff spot in the line at home. Like, you have to win that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like there's going to be some new blood this year in the playoffs, finally.
Cincinnati?
Yeah, Cincinnati's good. I love the quarterback, Ritter. He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
Fickle, good coach.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Good squad. I have no idea what conference they're in. American?
I think so. I think their big win was Notre Dame, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In Notre Dame. That was their big win.
Notre Dame.
It's like,
Yeah.
Yeah, they're tough. They're legit.
But Georgia looks bulletproof.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Georgia will beat Bama conference. They'll get knocked out. I think Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati. Whew, and then it's going to come down to Oklahoma.
They might put
State.
A two-loss Bama team in there, assuming Georgia beats them.
I can see, yeah, right? Like above. Like
yeah, they
Oklahoma
might just do
State
that.
Or Notre Dame.
It's all about ratings, yeah, right?
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. Yeah, you want the ratings. So, who knows? What was I going to say? Should we pivot to a little hot stove baseball?
Mets, huh?
Mets, Scherzer.
Getting everybody.
Wow.
Marte, Scherzer.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
How much was it? What was it 3 years, $130 million?
Yeah. Yeah. Which,
wow.
I think I texted you guys. I was like, I hate these pitcher contracts. I just don't like it because, you know, they play, I get it. They're throwing balls every day. But, like, you know, you work like one day a week, you know, and it's just like,
right.
Damn, that's a lot of money, you know?
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a killer.
Even relief pitchers, man. Relief pitchers get, well, this is also why there's going to be a lockout in baseball. So.
Oh, is that coming, you think, this season?
Yeah. It's inevitable. It's going to happen soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what
are not looking good.
What are the Yankees doing? They're just sitting out this offseason? They're just, you know, letting every shortstop get signed? And
they got to be up to something, man. They have to be.
Weren't they in the mix for, like, Correa?
Correa's still out there, so they could sign him. I mean... Are they really just going to run it back with, like, Gio Urshela there again?
Yeah.
Because Glaber, I don't know. The Yankees, it just seems like everyone's catching up, man. They had that huge advantage back in the day where their owner was one of the very few people who would spend anything. They had the new TV deal with Yes.
Yeah.
That's gone now, man. Everyone has a TV deal. Everyone has crazy rights, advertising. All these guys have money now. Just as much money as the Yankees. Like, yeah. Not as much, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
People, if they want to spend, they'll spend. They have the money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Rangers got Semien and Seager.
And Seager. Yeah.
Which they were both playing shortstop last year, and they got them for insane amount of money. So, I mean, if the Rangers are going to spend money like that, then,
yeah,
you know.
Well, Rangers always, competition. They always were not afraid to spend money. A-Rod back in the day. And yeah.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
But I think even the Tigers are going to spend a lot of money, or have already. So I don't know, man. The Yankees, I know they got to pay Judge, but they got to do something. You can't just continually just bring out the same team when you're finishing third, fourth place. So
right,
I'd trade Judge.
You trade him?
Yeah, I trade him.
I mean, you would get, oh my God, the haul that you would get would be insane.
Yeah.
He's not like a young guy. I think he's like baseball terms. What is he? I think he's like 30, no?
I think, yeah, that he seems about 30.
Like, he's not like 25, 26. You're not talking to him. So,
don't they have like a top prospect coming up or something?
They do. They have one guy from,
Yeah, they got, what's his face? He's got like a nickname.
Dominguez, the Martian?
They got him.
He's a couple years away, but they have some other kid from Jersey, Thomas River, who's a shortstop, who's like a top 10 prospect. Volpe?
I think I heard that.
They compare to like Jeter. They say he's amazing. So if you sign a guy like Correa, you're going to have to trade Volpe probably because he's blocked, unless one of them was the third.
Yeah, so Judge is 29, so it's not quite
Stanton,
30 yet.
I mean, Stanton, the same age, right, around?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah,
and you can't trade him. He's here forever, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yankees just need healthy pitching, and I don't know.
Yep.
Just, you know, good fielding. Good, you know, just gotta do all the things that, you know, those late 90s, early 2000s teams did. You know, that were so special. But yeah, we'll see. Still plenty of time.
It's a Mets town. It's a Mets town.
Is it becoming a Mets town? Fucking Axelrod making moves.
The Mets are the new Yankees.
Oh, jeez. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. What?
I gotta go to City. I haven't gotten to City Field yet. I gotta go. Maybe they.
Oh, you still never went?
Nah, just for like concerts. I've never been. To
Oh, you've been there though. Okay, so you've been for. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. What else? What did we get to? Anyone want to get to anything specific that we didn't get to?
Can't think of anything right now.
Okay.
It was really nice seeing Tiger Woods like talk to the media.
Oh yeah, Tiger.
Yeah. Yeah, being selective on his tournaments moving forward. That's good.
Absolutely.
You think Tiger's ever gonna win another major?
Yeah, I think he could. Will he? Maybe not. Because everyone's good now. Everyone's really good.
Yeah.
Right.
But then again, Phil Mickelson won the PGA last year. And
yeah, you really never know.
Like, he's like 52, so who knows?
Yeah, the tour has never had this much abundance of talent, I feel like. Kind of like the NBA has never had this much abundance of talent, right? I mean, I feel like those two sports, it's just like a plethora of talent.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when it happened, but it became cool to play golf.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that is true.
You guys going to play down in Florida?
Yeah, we're going to get... I'm going to get one round in. Some of the guys are going to get like two rounds in. Two or three.
Nice.
Three.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Nice. Adam, you don't golf, right?
No, I stink.
I feel like you're never.
And I'm lefty. I'm lefty also, so it's like, yeah.
I'm shocked. I feel like you'd be awesome. I just pick you with the lefty.
You'd be like Phil. Yeah.
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 Okay. It's not for me. It's too hot.
Yeah, I don't like wearing the polo. Like, yeah,
I got
it's not
you.
My thing.
You're like me. I'm well. I mean, I'll at least get out there, but like you know, nine holes. I'm good on nine. You know,
nine's good. Yeah, nine. I could do.
Juice will play like you know 36 holes in a day. No problem.
I want to play with Michael Jordan. He's played 54 in one day.
Oh man,
that's just like what? How? That's crazy.
Like addiction. What?
54 holes.
That's absurd. And he you know, he's betting like every fucking hole, right?
Probably. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like 50,000. What was it? Kenny G. Shouts to Kenny G. He was on the Simmons pod. I was listening earlier today. And he was saying Jordan, yeah, he'll throw like on a putt, like 50 grand on a putt. Like crazy. Like what? You know, yes. But he's got stupid money. He's a billionaire. So that's, but yeah, that Florida sounds fun. The weather, I'm sure, will be great. And yeah.
You know what we didn't talk about? College hoops.
Ah, yeah.
Duke.
Have you guys seen Paolo? What do you think? Chet?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've seen both. Yeah. Paul, what do you think?
I love Banchero? Banchero?
Yeah, Paolo.
Yeah.
Banchero, yeah.
Paolo Banchero. I mean, he looked, he didn't have such a very good game last night. Not so well. But he's legit, man. Holmgren, he literally has to gain 100 pounds.
He's so thin.
All right, give me an NBA. Give me an NBA comp for both guys.
Whew, Paolo Banchero. Wow, that's tough.
Is he like Julius?
He can shoot. No, like he's a bull, but he can also shoot.
I said Melo for Paolo.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
He's like physical, but with nice touch.
Yeah, he kind of seemed like a Melo type.
Holmgren, man.
He's one of a kind, I feel like.
Yeah.
Bulbul.
Yeah, I was going to say Porzingis, honestly.
Or, yeah. Doesn't he move a little better than Porzingis,
he's,
though?
He definitely
he's
does.
Definitely more fluid. Definitely does. He's definitely more fluid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he's so weird looking, and I feel like he never has his shirt tucked in. Like, he's just like, he looks so awkward.
He looks like Greg from Succession.
Yes.
He does.
Greg the Egg. All right. So Adam,
like
you watch Succession?
Yeah, I'm a little behind, though.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, what was that part? What was that party about? Oh my god!
Oh yeah, so you missed Kendall's 40th birthday bash?
Yeah, I haven't gotten to there yet.
Okay, yeah. Oh god, I love that show. Yeah. So
I'm on NBADraft.net, and they're comparing Paolo Banchero to Wendell Carter. If that happens, then
what?
Yikes.
That's a weird one.
That's a horrible comparison.
Yeah. Jeez, and. What about Chet?
They have Holmgren. Oh my god. His picture. Go to his picture on NBADraft.net.
Let's see.
Well. NBA comparison, Kevin Durant. Sure.
I mean they're both tall.
Like I get it, but like
yeah, shoot. You know. They're both tall and skinny and you know. Holmgren
he's 7 feet 195.
Yeah, that's absurd. That's absurd. All right, so let me see. Chet Holmgren. Trying to look at this picture. Wait, just like typing his name in search?
No, just go to the mock draft.
He should probably profile. Pop up early in that mock draft.
Is it the
he
one?
Looks like he was. Yeah, it looks like he was like binging on Walter White's Blue Mets for
Jesus.
Like, right?
Yeah. God, he's so skinny.
Have you guys seen Imani Bates from Memphis yet or no? I haven't.
No, I haven't seen him in person.
He's not eligible this year either to for the draft. He's too young.
Yeah. He's legit, though.
Yeah, they were saying. Awesome. They've been talking about him for years.
Well, yeah, Paul Strader, you've been talking about him for years. Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. The kid I like the most that I would probably go with number one is the Jabari Smith from Auburn.
Okay.
He's legit.
Oh,
he reminds me of Melo.
Yeah, you were.
He reminds me of Melo.
You were pointing him out. The game. Well, who were they playing? It was like before the Cuse game.
And UConn?
Yeah, against UConn. And he just has an NBA body. Like, he looks like NBA ready. Like, he stood out amongst, you know, the rest of the boys. But
check that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jabari. I'm looking. He's 6'10", 220, freshman. And he plays like...
Is he like a Mobley?
Inside and outside. He's going to be... They have him as a top five pick already, so...
Is he like Evan Mobley type?
No. He's more of a... like mellow. In and out.
Okay. Got you.
But better. I think he's a better ball handler, I think, at this stage.
Okay.
Which is saying a lot. Okay. So...
Hey, when you guys are...
Yeah, got to be a good draft. I don't think the Knicks are... Obviously, the Nets won't be in the lottery, but...
No, man, I'm going to ruin your brother's life this weekend. Giants, everything. Giants all day. Let's go.
I already told him, if Mike Lennon beats the Dolphins, he's going to have to go into witness protection.
Yeah, he's going to be...
There's no way around it.
He's going to be severely outnumbered.
Yeah, there's a couple of non-Giant fans that are now going to be quasi-Dolphin fans this trip.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
What jerseys Rob going to be wearing this weekend?
Rob says he's a Dolphin fan this weekend.
He's a Dolphin, okay.
Craig's a Dolphin fan this weekend. Steve Pinero's a Dolphin fan this weekend, which I thought was weird. Jets, you know, but, you know.
Yeah, what is the God. Steve, come on, Steve.
To each his own,
The Giants are that hateable, huh? That even the Jets fans want to...
I think it's the fan base. And I'm saying that as a fan, because I don't like us either.
But I feel like that's the type of stadium.
I hate myself.
I feel
we're
like
we're so whiny. Even on the radio, I hear these guys call in, and I'm like, oh God.
Well, very demanding. My grandfather had season tickets.
All that stuff.
You know, that whole thing. That's like the Giant fan. But
my whole thing is, I don't care. The players could be young and they're developing and you're growing and you're rebuilding or whatever bullshit they want to sell you, right? But they just, like, don't hire the right people. Like, why is Gettleman still here?
Yeah.
Hire somebody who, like, you own the team, right? No matter what, no one can take that away from you. You own the team. Who gives a shit if you hire some genius and he's making all the calls?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're still going to get credit.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft still gets a little credit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think Gettleman's days are numbered, so we'll see. Unless they, again, make a turnaround and somehow sneak into the playoffs. But
knowing the Giants, though, they'll just, like, promote somebody from within. It'll be like, Joe Judge is now in the front office, and he's going to hire somebody else. And I'm just,
Yeah.
They never think outside the box.
Right.
Here we go again. Whining.
Yeah. So.
Jules.
But all right, guys.
Hey, that's good though. It's like a quasi playoff game. They both need this game, so it'll be a good environment for sure.
Yeah,
definitely better than what you guys thought of. I'm sure a month ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
For sure. I was thinking we should sell the tickets and do something else, but this will be fun.
Hopefully,
it's a good time.
Hopefully, you'll see the Island Boys at Liv.
Island Boys.
You see them get booed at Liv? That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor guys. How much money? I wonder, do they make money on TikTok? I think one of they both have cameos, right? So you can, pay them to...
Well, that's their lane.
Yeah, but at what point does that get old?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, after 5 days, it's old.
Right.
Yeah. How many of those do you think they're selling?
Yeah. Like, performing, I mean... Like, did you guys see the clip? Like, it's just basically them just like, I'm an island boy. Like, that's all they say. I'm an island boy, you know, like.
It's like for a week, a week straight last year, everybody was listening to Fleetwood Mac and drinking cranberry juice.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it
yeah.
goes away yeah. after 5 days. And
yeah.
That's it.
That's their 15 minutes of fame. So. Unbelievable.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them. So.
They might be there.
Yeah. Well, I think they're based in LA. Who knows? Yeah. Yeah. That would be fun.
Whatever.
What's for
dessert? I'm gonna get some cookie dough right now. How you doing?
Probably some cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little. Yeah.
You know.
Juice, how's Goron outside?
Chilling, man.
It's cold. Chilling. There's no birds out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they'd be pooping in the summertime.
December.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Today's December.
Yep.
Wow.
All day.
Doesn't feel. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Jerry.
All right, guys. Have fun in Florida. Make sure you
come back safe.
Make sure you take care. Comb your hair. Peace.
Later. You're welcome. You're welcome.